Chicago's afternoon news, 720 WGN. This news flash just came across. 41 years ago, John Hinckley Jr. attempted to kill President Reagan. It was an assassination attempt, and the court has said he is free of restrictions. He is now a free man. He has been living like that, but there were restrictions. The restrictions have been lifted as of today. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here. Andy Mazur is in for Kevin Powell, and Mary Vandeveld's got an eye on weather and traffic. And there is a story in the news that caught my eye because maybe I'm in this age group. Joining us is Dr. Donald Lloyd Jones. He is the president of the American Heart Association and has a strong connection to Northwestern. And what are forever chemicals, doctor?
Hi, Lisa. Great to be with you. So these are chemicals that are really highly present in our environment, particularly in our drinking water, and that can also get concentrated in some of the foods that we eat. Now, they're chemicals that are synthetic that contain a lot of carbon and fluorine atoms, but what people need to know about them is the reason they're occurring in our environment is because these types of chemicals resist water, they resist oil, and they're also very resistant to heat. So manufacturers have tended to like to use them for food packaging or nonstick cooking surfaces or other things like that packaging, so that that little bits of these shed and they get into our water supply and ultimately can concentrate in the foods that we eat as well.
Okay, now the problem is there has been a link to high blood pressure in middle-aged women. So forever chemicals are linked to high blood pressure, or at least a risk of that in middle-aged women. Why my demographic?
Well, I think that this has been a question for some time. We've seen that these chemicals are associated with things like certain types of cancers, with thyroid gland problems, and even with elevated cholesterol. But there's been some question about whether they might also be associated with higher blood pressure levels. Now, in this study, which is exclusively a study of women who are going through menopause, what the researchers found was that in over 1,000 women followed for about 18 years with blood pressure checks every single year, they found that women with the highest levels of these compounds in their blood, measurable in their blood, the risk for developing high blood pressure was about 70% higher than women in the lowest group, where they had the lowest concentration in their bloodstream. So this is this is an association study. It's not telling us it causes it, but it's certainly suggestive that we need to be concerned about the levels of these chemicals.
I am wondering if it has anything to do with the makeup we wear or the beauty products that we've used, if it is affecting us and not necessarily other people who might be exposed to those forever chemicals on a greater basis.
Sure. Well, so it could be, as we mentioned, though, these are things that are used on nonstick cooking surfaces and food packaging, but they also occur in things like shampoos, dental floss, cosmetics. So that could be something that puts women particularly at risk, I suppose, maybe a little bit more than men. I think what's concerning about it is that the reason we call them forever chemicals is that those properties I mentioned, water resistant, oil resistant, heat stable, that means that they kind of evade our usual mechanisms for breaking down foreign compounds in our body. So once they're in your body, they tend to stick around for a long, long time.
And is the information posted on the American Heart Association website, or should I just tell people to Google the article if they want to know more?
Well, both. So that people can go to newsroom.heart.org for the AHA story about these forever chemicals and being linked to high blood pressure, or they can just Google PFA, that's the name of these substances, and hypertension, and that'll get them to the story as well. But I think important for people to be aware, the foods that tend to concentrate these compounds are things like fish. So you want to make sure your fish is coming from a healthy water supply.
Interesting, because I think people eat fish thinking, oh, I'm going to be heart healthy. It's good for me. But of course, you have to follow it back to where it came from. So I'd love to have conversations with you again in the future. Thank you for joining us, Doctor. We appreciate it.
Thanks. My pleasure.
That is Dr. Donald Lloyd. Let me get the last name. He hung up before I could say it. He's the president of the American Heart Association, and he is also associated with Northwestern. It is Dr. Donald Lloyd Jones. Hey, coming up next, Steve's newscast on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.